I'm Caitlin Matson, and this is The Green Room. Salina Symphony has an annual event called Symphony at Sunset, where it's a commemoration of D-Day and also a community event. It's held at the Eisenhower Museum, and it's an all-day affair. Starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's lots happening. I have Maestro Yaniv Segal from the Salina Symphony joining me to talk all about it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy you're here, and I'm happy for the symphony. It looks to be a pretty clear forecast for the weekend.
I hope so. Last year was my first year as music director, and of course, the event had never gotten rained out before until last year, and we had rehearsed, and we were sitting there on Saturday waiting for the skies to open up. To not open up. Well, wait a minute, the sun to open up,
yes.
And the rain kept on coming, and it was a necessary rain because last summer was so dry. But unfortunately, we didn't get to do the concert last year, which means that this year we have a rain date. So should it rain on Saturday, we will do the program on Sunday.
The events begin at 1 o'clock in Abilene at the Eisenhower Museum. Beginning at 1 o'clock, activities, crafts and hand-on activities, and a free and open museum for families as well.
And lots of musical things as well. There's a band playing, First Division Infantry Band is playing, Everyday Life is playing. There's a color guard, there's a mounted display. The museum itself is awesome. It was fairly recently renovated, and it's a pretty great tribute to Eisenhower.
And then you mentioned the 1st Infantry Division Band performs at 7 o'clock, followed by the Salina Symphony at 8:30. Of course, the timing of that coincides with the sun setting, and so everybody can enjoy the beauty of this music, also kind of the splendor of the sunset behind you.
Yeah, I grew up going to these concerts in the summers with my mother in an orchestra, and it's a really fun event for families and young kids and old. You bring a picnic blanket, bring some chairs. Probably, if you're coming earlier before the sunset, bring some sunscreen because there's not too much shade. It is free for everybody. And there is also food trucks and beverage vendors as well. So you can pack a snack or go ahead and enjoy some fresh food from the trucks.
So much happening that afternoon, and the perfect way to spend time together as a family. Head over to the Eisenhower Museum and end the day with wonderful music. Can you talk a bit about what's on the program?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a fun way to kick off the summer with patriotic music. That is, some of it is kind of memorable. Famous things like John Philip Sousa marches. We have a couple pieces that pay tribute to the American flag. One by Jim Beckel, who's from Indiana, that will be narrated by four young members of our Salina Symphony Youth Orchestra. That's our youth chorale. We also have a really fun piece that's unknown, which is by George Gershwin, called "O Land of Mine, America," and it will be sung again by some of our Salina Youth Chorale members, as well as some kids from the Flint Hills Chorus. And the piece was written by George Gershwin to enter into a competition to be the next, or to be the national anthem of the United States, because before we had our national anthem, which only came to be in like the 1920s, there wasn't actually, a designated piece. So we're playing a Gershwin tune that, showcases his ability to write a brilliant melody, and yet it's in the style of a march. So you're kind of confused, like, what is this piece? And it absolutely is George Gershwin.
And it could have been our national anthem.
It could have been, yeah.
All of this is this Saturday, June the 1st. The activities start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Eisenhower Presidential Library campus. There's lots of music happening. There's a group called Everyday Lights. Can you explain what their genre is, what they're about?
They are a Salina-based band that is both classically trained and rock trained, because some of the members play in our symphony.
Ah, love it.
So it's kind of a fun combination of styles and rock music.
Absolutely. Also, the Flint Hills Children's Choir They're join they have a separate concert of their own at 3 o'clock, and then later on in the evening they join you.
That's great. So for that Gershwin piece that we're doing, it's they're going to be singing the tune, and so it's really fun to work with kids. I sang in a kids' chorus when I was little, and I think a lot of stuff you do, maybe you don't have a full orchestra. So I hope that the kids get a great experience being outdoors in this amazing space, performing Gershwin with the whole orchestra behind them.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be fabulous. And you're right, a great experience for them. Let's see, we have also the 1st Infantry Division Band out of Fort Riley. They perform at 7.
And some of the numbers or some of the members of the band will also join our symphony. So again, a collaboration to connect us with their band and for them to also play some symphonic music. So it's really fun for us.
The entire day begins at 1 o'clock, again at the Eisenhower Presidential Library campus. It starts at 1 o'clock. There's food vendors and activities for the kids. The museum is open and free to the public that day. And then the concert's free as well, correct?
Yep, the concert is absolutely free. Bring your family, bring something to drink, some picnic blankets, maybe bug spray. I don't know. Has it been bad yet this year?
It's starting to be with the rain recently. I mean, I saw my first few mosquitoes when I was outside around sunset yesterday.
So yeah, just be prepared to spend a few hours outside with the family, to listen to patriotic music, celebrating American history, past, present, and future. And we hope to see you all there.
Have a wonderful time. All of my best thoughts heading your way for a clear day and no
Yes,
rain. But it does look, looking at
absolutely.
the forecast, it looks good. It
Yeah,
looks
I
good.
mean, we know we can have lots of different types of weather within about an hour. So as long as we have a couple of hours of clear weather, we'll be thrilled.
Yes. Symphony at Sunset. This officially ends the season for the Salina Symphony Orchestra, and it ends your 2nd season with the symphony, and you have another exciting season coming up next year. When do you kick off next season?
We just announced our programs in our last month, earlier this month, and we're starting off with a chamber music concert at the end of September, and then our first symphony concert is at the beginning of October. So it's really right around the corner. There's just a few months in between, where I personally will be mostly at home writing music. I try to take a few weeks off between studying repertoire for the next season to get some of my composition projects done, or at least a good part of it sketched out. And then once that happens, I can get back into studying scores and preparing.
Have a great summer.
Thank you.
We're excited to welcome you for a 3rd season with the Salina Symphony, and it's always wonderful to have you in Kansas, and doing such great work at the symphony. Anybody that has an opportunity to go this weekend, I highly recommend it. Anybody that has the opportunity to drive to Salina during the regular season, I highly recommend it.
Thank you so much, Caitlin.
You're welcome. Their website is salinasymphony.org. You can head there for more information about the season and about Saturday, June the 1st, at the Eisenhower Presidential Library.